In 2018, the NIH surveyed 44,000 students asking about drug, alcohol, and cigarette use in 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. About 37% of 12th graders reported vaping in 2018, compared with 28% in 2017. Vaping of each substance that was asked about increased. This includes nicotine, flavored liquids, marijuana, and hash oil. Park City School District Associate Superintendent of Wellness, Ben Belknap, says the data from their SHARP survey shows a tripling of the number of teens vaping in Summit County.
20% of our students, grades 8 to 12, report that they've tried it at least once. And interestingly, about a third of those who reported having used in the previous month before the survey reported that they've never tried a cigarette.
Belknap says the results show that kids may be under the notion that vaping is not dangerous and not as bad as smoking cigarettes. Belknap says the access to THC oils has become easier due to the legality of marijuana in adjacent states, and a lot of the juices contain nicotine along with other chemicals. The school district has programs to address the problem and help parents identify signs of their children using vape devices.
I've incorporated a curriculum in our health classes, starting in Ecker Hill, about vaping and the harms of it. We get into the details of the chemicals that are in the juices that our kids are vaping. Our elementary counselors have a curriculum that they deliver to our kids, going to each classroom and talk about the harms of it. Our counselors at the high school and at Treasure Mountain are incorporating this Prime for Life, which is a drug prevention program.
Belknap says most vaping is happening at the high school, in cars and off campus during lunchtime. It violates the Safe Schools policy to use vape products during school, and a student doing so could be suspended or expelled. He says they consider the addiction issue when deciding what's best for the student, so they try to avoid suspension because removing a student from school can trigger a more dire situation.
But there have been a few instances where we have found kids that have been vaping in the bathrooms. There are some instances where we've caught kids actually in the classroom kind of dispelling the vape into their hoods or their sweaters. And, you know, it's difficult to detect. Of course, our goal is not to respond with punitive measures, but more with educational measures for our students.
He says they've had vaping incidents at Ecker Hill Middle School in the past few years. Mostly they're finding kids vaping nicotine. During the holiday break, they'll install vape detectors in Ecker Hill, Treasure Mountain Junior High, and Park City High School.
It detects moisture, vapor, smoke, and interestingly, it also detects loud noises and like language that is consistent with bullying and fighting.
Once the detector is triggered, it will alert an administrator and a resource officer. Belknap says the district is hopeful that the detectors will act as a deterrent and keep kids from becoming addicted to nicotine, along with preventing exposure to the dangerous chemicals that are found in the products. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.